I'll get right to Dr. Besser, because you heard Robin ask Dr. Fauci there. She was wearing all of the protective gear you're supposed to. This is going to be alarming for a lot of people who say she was doing everything right and still got it.
Yeah, you know, it is difficult to do all this correctly, wearing that gear, putting it on, taking it off. These four hospitals around the country, they train on this all the time. That's really where these patients should be.
To get the patients there, although in this case that would have been tricky because they sent him home in the first place when he showed up with that 103-degree fever. In the meantime, her skin exposed perhaps with this protective gear, but a lot of us were wondering, well, what does that mean? It's just a drop of Ebola? How does this transmit it?
Well, if you have a cut in your skin, it can get in directly. But otherwise, if it's on your skin and you touch your eyes, your nose, your mouth, that's how you get infected.
If you touch your face. How long is it, you know, potentially dangerous on your skin?
It could be alive for hours.
Alive for hours. All right, Dr. Rich Besser with us every step of the way on this. Mm-hmm. Rich, thank you.
I know you're going to be taking questions on Twitter as well, and you'll be having much more tonight on World News Tonight.